Nou, vanoggend is 'n spesiaal in die sin van ja, dis eintlik 'n ding wat naby aan die Here se hart is. Die mense wat nie vir hulle self kan sorg nie, the poor among us, you know, God's heart beats for the poor like you can't believe. Just go read the Old Testament and even in the New Testament. Maar almal van ons het soos hierdie inherente ding. Daar's 'n paar gesegdes wat ons het soos jy weet, in Afrikaans is, die blinde sambok gaan vir jou kry, papie. Where does that thing come from? It comes from a place of, we've got this innate sense of justice that has been bestowed by God into our hearts. And if that justice gets violated, dan is ons soos opperit. En ek meen, oh, jy kan vir enige Suid-Afrikaner nou net gaan vra, waar hulle op die oomblik staan rondom justice en justice wat moet gebeur in ons land. En enige iemand wat daar is sal soos weet, dit grief my. So it brings out something inside of us in that place where God has put justice in our hearts. Jy weet, ek volgens die dienst, the joy of justice, and I'm just going to mix the languages just for the sake of our English family that is with us this morning as well. It's lovely to have you guys here. One thing that I do as a father, I'm forced to do it, is I watch a lot of movies over and over and over again. So daar's 'n klomp flicks, dis nou die animations. Daar's 'n klomp animations wat ek al vir jou kan soos vertel, papie, wat kom van voor tot agter. Nou sal my vrou hier so staan en sê so, ja, and you like it. Anyway, there's a scene in Cars 1, and it just brings out, you know, this thing of justice quite brilliantly. At the end of the scene, those of you who haven't watched the movie yet, we'll pray for you. but I see Cars 3 is coming, so then at least I'll have something else to watch over and over and over again. But in Cars 1, at the end of the movie, you know, after this, the Lightning McQueen has done his whole trip of character building. Then at the end of the movie, there are three of them that goes into this race. It's Lightning, and then Chuck, and then the King, okay? So it's the legend, the runner-up, and the rookie. Ander mense het ook al lieflik by jou gekyk, jy kan hom hoor. Anyway, but they get into this final act, and then the runner-up who always loses to the King, before the rookie came on board, he was going to go and come third because Lightning was winning. And as he goes and he says, I'm not going to come in behind you again, old man. And then he knocks him off, like I knocked myself off. Then he knocked him off the track and he crashes. And then Lightning sees it on the big screen. And then he stops like inches before the winning line. And there's this silence. And everybody's like looking, what did this guy just do? And then, you know, Chuck goes and he wins and he spins around there. He's crazy about his winnings. And then Lightning goes back and he goes and he fetches the King and he pushes him over the winning line. And then he says this thing. He says, it's just wrong, the world's paraphrasing, that I think the King should finish his last race. And that's amazing. And that's such an act of justice that he shows there, letting go of all of the fame of this world and show his character. Okay, so wanneer dit kom by die Here, dan is dit deel van daai wat ek vanoggend soos net vir julle wil aanhaal. Romeine 12 vers 19 sê, Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. So when it comes to this justice thing, and especially, and I just read a thing last night about, you know, our politics and that, and one guy, I don't know, Jackson Mtembu, whatever, he said that the scene is so set up that he takes it back to Chris Hani. And he says, the time is now right, you know, and all the circumstances are right, for someone to take out Jacob Zuma. And he's actually, I think, in their camp. So it's this fear-driven thing that is there. And I mean, I'm just saying this because of the things that go around in our hearts, especially in an unjust environment, people. We need to be godly in that. So check your mouth. Check what comes out of your mouth, especially in a political environment like we're in. God says, don't avenge yourselves, but leave the wrath of God for him, because vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. Goed, so, wanneer ons kyk na hierdie ding, ek gaan net soos nog drie skrifte aanhaal, en dan is ons klaar. Amos 5 is a rowwe skrif as dit kom by die justice en veral met die mense wat swaar kry. Amos 5:22 tot 24 sê, en hierdie is soos alle skrifte wat my vrou by Awaken Namibia gaan deel. So iewers te gaan sy die volle preek vir julle kom gee. Ek gee julle net soos die high level roundup vanoggend. Amos 5:22 sê, even though you offer to me burnt offerings of grain, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs, to the melody of your harps I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Okay, so God speaks and he says, listen, I don't want all those stuff. I want justice to roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. So God is really serious about us as his people not being in a place of justice. Okay, and this is our bigger problem in South Africa as a church and as, you know, Christians in general. God looks upon our nation, and yes, there's a lot of blessings and stuff that there's at, but when God looks at our nation, he sees a lot of injustice still, people. Goed, so ek weet, baie van ons sê, ja, is al amper meer as 22 jaar, bla, 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 bla. Injustice is, it's a systemic thing. And the easiest way for me to explain it is that most of us that are wealthy, the beginning point for us and our children is that they will go to tertiary education. That is like the minimum. We are set on that from the day we begin. For other people, to get them through high school is a massive achievement financially. And that is a systemic thing of injustice. And, you know, anyway, but I won't go into that, but that's part of what this justice God is speaking about is doing. So, vanoggend celebrate ons saam as a family. Maar ek wil net soos hierdie boodskap van die evangelie, want ons is baie keer oor die evangelie se goeie goed vir ons, wat ons soos gered raak en soan, wat ons opgewonde raak. Maar daar is ook 'n ander kant van die evangelie wat 'n justice komponent het. Dan wat baie keer soos agtergelaat word, en dit is maar waaroor vanoggend soos gaan. God is 'n God van regverdigheid. En dit is wat ek so uitsien na die hemel. In die hemel gaan daar geen onregverdigheid wees nie. Alles gaan just wees. God is a just God. En alles gaan regverdig wees. En as jy soos nie in Christus geglo het en jy word in die hel gegooi, that is a just thing that will happen to you. Okay? As jy hemel toe gaan, that is a just thing that happens to you. Dis wat Christendom anders te maak as die moslim geloof. Islam het soos hierdie ding van, miskien maak ek het. Because maybe I get Allah on a bad day and then he casts me into hell anyway. That is not just. That is not fair. God is not like that. God is just and God is fair. Righteousness and justice is the foundation of God's throne. That's what the word says. Okay, so, wanneer ons net bietjie verder gaan, jy kan die Ou Testament gaan lees en dit was eintlik vir my nog oulik toe ek dit soos gesien het. Levite, jy weet in die Ou Testament, hulle kon nie land hê nie, hulle kon nie soos huise en goeder hê nie, want hulle het die hele tyd soos gewerk in die Here se in die Here se huis en om alles reg te kry. En dit is in 'n sekere sin unjust geweest vir hulle. And what did God do? He put tithes and offerings in place so that they can have what they couldn't have by way of who they are. Okay? So, dis net nou eintlik my cool. So, ons tiendes en offerande is eintlik ook 'n deel van God se regverdigheid wat hy bewys vir alle mense. So, in Jesaja 58 sien ons die volgende. Haar eerste skrif is dalk baie hard, jy weet daai een in Amos. It's a hard scripture to take, but this one is just a flip side of it when we get it right. It says Isaiah 58:10 says, if you pour out yourself for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light arise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Hallelujah. Wie wil by daai plek wees? Almal van ons. Then get to that place where you prioritize those who are needy around you. I'm not saying, you know, If God says sell all and give it to the poor, do that. You know, but I'm not saying do that because you want. But get your heart right in that place when you minister to the poor and the hungry and those who are needy. And it's not just in a financial sense. Blessed are the poor in heart, the humble. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. So kyk rondom jou, waar is die mense wat salvation nodig het? You've got something that they need. Bless them. As jy in daai plek opry, dan gaan jy al die ander goeders sê wat Isaiah 58 vir jou sê. En gee. So, ek het net hierso soos vanoggend sy gaan ons skaam raak, maar dis fyn. Bets, waar sit jy? Hoe so sê? I've been at Bets' 50th birthday, you know, and people can be in your congregation long, like she has, and so humble that me as the pastor, I didn't even know what she did in her life already, okay? And when it comes to justice to the poor, she is a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal woman. Bets, and I want to honor you publicly. What you are doing is amazing. She has raised up communities of the poorest of the poor to places where they are excelling, and that is awesome. And I want to honor you. So it was at your birthday, I was like, God, people like this just going about their business here in our congregation, and that is amazing. So wanneer dit kom by justice, dan is dit wat God soos in ons harte wil hê, dat ons soos justice laat geskied vir die mense rondom ons. So wanneer dit gaan oor soos en dan oor soos saam met ek het nou amper vergeet, waar is Helen? Ek het nou nie Helen, is jy hier vanoggend? Daar is Helen, dieselfde. Soos Helen doen al sopkombuis vandat ek hier gekom het. And now she started again with a discipleship group of raising up the poorest of the poor. Helen, well done. Jy en Harriet, waar is jy? Oh, hierdie kant. En Harriet het oorgevat by Helen nou die dag. Thank you for what you're doing. You're doing really awesome work. And we are so honored to be working with you guys in that. Goed, en nou die laaste een, ek moet klaar maak. Anders gaan ons nie genoeg tyd hê vir party hou nie. Jeremia 31 sê die volgende: At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all of the clans of Israel, and that they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Okay, so as jy dalk in die woestyn is of was / God gives grace to you in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, and the Lord appeared to them far away, and I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have continued my faithfulness to you. And then God says these following things. He says, again I will build you, and you shall be built. O virgin Israel, again you shall adorn yourself with tambourines, and you shall go forth and in the dance of the merrymakers. Again you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and they shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when the watchman will call in the hill country of Ephraim, arise and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. So, al daai goed in gedagtes, soos wanneer ons kom om so te celebrate, God is a God of celebration. Gaan lees dit. Daar is flip in my plek in die Bybel, wat die Here net soos party hou. En weet wat, as ons in die hemel kom, die eerste ding na die judgment wat ons gaan doen is, we're going to have the biggest party in the universe. The marriage supper of the Lamb. That is what we're going to start with. So when we do, like we do today, a celebration, I want you guys to do it, and I want to focus on that verse 4, the second part of it, and said, again you shall adorn yourself with tambourines and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. And when you think about the scripture, remember that. That is how we're supposed to take up our tambourines again and just let it flow, people. Okay.